Welcome to Joystick Journeys. I'm your host, Carl, along with my good friend, David. Say hello.
Hello.
Today, our topic is Dead by Daylight, with a Metacritic score of 64.
And a user mixed average score of 5.3.
Now, I will say, I personally do not like this game. I cannot play it, because it is so unfun with how unbalanced it really is.
It really is, and one of the main things that makes it extremely unbalanced is them removing skill-based matchmaking, which when they did that, you can be a fresh player who just installed and bought the game, and you could be put up against a red one player who
was
the max rank.
And you could be put against a veteran. And another thing is perks. Perks in this game are meant to help you as a killer or survivor, giving you small buffs. The perks are just broken in some cases. There's some meta perks, and they're just overused. They're so powerful, you cannot do anything about it.
Every build at least has one meta perk.
Yeah, and another thing is perks have just been coming the same. Every perk feels the same. They all have the same aspect. Of like for killers, there are so many aura perks, so many scream perks. There's no originality.
And then with survivors, you have your gen perks and then your speed perks.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's just like I feel like I'm playing the same thing over and over, even though they all have different perks.
One thing that I do find nice about the game, and though I dislike it, is the amount of killers.
Yeah, I really like the licensing they have. They have a lot of licensed killers. I mean, this game has Michael Myers, the Alien, and Chucky as killers. That is cool. That is really nice. Because that's just, I find that amazing.
And the best part of all, they have Nicolas Cage.
That is a very funny one. Then they added Nicolas Cage as a survivor. I mean, that's just silly. I'm glad they did.
That's peak.
But like, yeah, again with the licensing, I mean, it's not even like horror movie killers or like shows. They even got licensed to other games like Resident Evil and did I mention Alien? I don't know.
Yeah, you did. Okay. But one thing I do dislike is a bunch of those DLC characters that you can get, you actually can't earn without paying money.
Yeah, with the licensing, you have to pay real money, which also can break with the perks again, because each licensed killer and survivor comes with perks. You can't get those perks unless you pay real money or you get lucky with the shrine. The Tome Shrine? Yeah.
Yes, which that's all we have for today.
Yeah, I've been your host, David.
And I'm your host, Carl. See ya.
See ya.